The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
You beat me to it. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We are with DC.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Our producer, second week in a row. Thank you.
My pleasure.
For joining in.
Is it summertime?
It must be.
It must be. It's July.
We're July.
We made it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, it'll be, don't worry, it'll be snowing in about 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord. Stop it with
please,
that.
Please, yes. We don't want to hear that
word. No, please, no.
We wait how long for this?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay. We're here every weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been advising, guiding, and assisting clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a camera on top of our building looking at busy Dunmore Corners, and you never know what you're going to see. We get thousands of hits a month. It's a hoot. It's funny. Sometimes you see things.
You do. Look us up on social media. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. So check that out. Okay. Once again, we are guestless.
We are guestless. We are without guests. I feel like I've been abandoned.
Yeah. Well, we're doing okay, right?
No, we're doing fine.
So, do you want to know about some home buyer seller things that highlights from the 2024?
Sure, hit me.
What profile of home buyers and sellers, and that it's from the National Association of Realtors.
Okay. What do you got?
I got.
And DC's here helping us out.
DC's here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. 100%. That's the percentage of the asking price that sellers typically sold their property for, the highest recorded sale to list median in 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So sellers are getting their asking price.
Well, yes. Not some people.
Not always.
No, but some people
because there's a lot of people that go over.
Oh, yeah.
That's why that 100% comes in there. Okay. More than a quarter of home buyers paid all cash for their home purchase, an all-time high at 26%.
Wow. Rate so high, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. First-time buyer share of the market fell to a historic low at 24%. Multi-generational households comprising parents, adult children, siblings, and grandparents climbed to an all-time high of purchases at 17%.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think we should do that. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that I would be that would be suitable for me.
I think there would be a homicide in the home.
That's communal living.
Then the home would have a stigma attached to it.
I could not. I don't see myself.
I want to buy a house all by myself, and I want to have my future wife, she can go buy her own house, and we can visit each other whenever we like.
It sounds like paradise. Multi-generational.
That's
a big no on my
part. It really would not work.
No.
I can't see it. Yeah. Okay, 6% represents the percentage of transactions that were for sale by owner. 90% of home sellers used a real estate agent.
Good.
As they should.
That's right. We take care of the business. We do this every day.
Yes.
I love the people who like tell me exactly where to put the sign.
There's about $100,000 difference between the median sales price for a for sale by owner, FSBO as we call it, and one that's listed with a realtor.
$100,000. No. But they're saving money.
Right.
They don't have to pay the real estate there. The realtor. Realtor.
That's what they think they're saving. They're leaving money behind. They're leaving money on the table time and time again.
They want to give his neighbor a good deal, you know, because he's my friend.
Right.
Yeah. And his friend is screwing you out of $100,000. But yeah. That's okay. Friends like that, you don't need enemies.
15% represents the share of purchases that were new homes, the highest share in 17 years. And 18% is the median down payment for recent buyers, the highest in more than 20 years. First-time home buyers put down a median of 9%, while repeat buyers had a median of 23% down payment. I mean, it really does boil down to people that have purchased homes with financing. The higher down payment shows, you know, a seller that this is a quality buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a long time, we were seeing people with the 5% or less down, but the market shifted. You have to come, you know, in strong with these offers, and it boils down to the terms. And that's one that shows strength when you come in with a higher down payment. I mean, there's some people that can't do it, you know, VA, of course, or others, but FHA. There's a lot of people that can do it, so do it.
Yeah, I know a friend of mine was going in for a home. They had a special rate where they get 100% financing from his place of employment. He lost out and to a competing offer that was less money. He lost out.
Jeez.
Because like you say, the offer was a stronger offer.
Yes. So, I mean, that's what sellers are looking at. Not only time frame, amount of deposit down, the down payment or cash,
mm-hmm.
you know, given the choice between a cash offer at a lower amount or financing.
I'm going to go with the cash.
Right.
Depends on how much the difference is, but I would go with the cash because, you know, it's a short thing.
The median household income for first-time buyers was $97,000, whereas the U.S. median household income is $80,600. So there's a lot of good things happening in the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
92% of homeowners experience a home-related issue in year one.
Oh, like the sewer gets clogged and then they blame the realtor?
Well,
we had that one too.
Usually,
yeah, that's our fault.
Usually the person that gets blamed, sometimes it's the realtor, but sometimes it's the home inspector.
Right.
A lot of times it's the home inspector.
Does your crystal ball see beneath the ground and see sewer clogs in the future?
Right.
My crystal ball was broken that day.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
These are expenses that you're going to get. There's benefits to home ownership. But there's also expenses. There's the other side.
There's always something that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
That was not predicted.
Right.
Right. So, and that's just part of home ownership. As you say, even a brand new home,
mm-hmm.
there's things that you have to do and take care of and things break.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. So the top issues new homeowners faced in the first year were appliances needed to be replaced.
Yeah, that's very expensive these days.
That is. That was number one. Number two, leaks. Mm-hmm. You know?
Roof leak, plumbing leak.
Three, pests and or infestation. Four, roof issues. Yeah. Five, electrical issues. Six, the HVAC system died. If it is operating the day that you do the final walkthrough, which is the day that you would be closing, if you have an early morning closing, you do it the night before. If it's operating and the heat's on and the radiators, the baseboard gets warm, it's functioning
right.
at closing.
Right, yeah.
3 days later, 2 days later, if it breaks or it dies,
it's on the new owner.
It's
the
on the new owner.
The owner's got to take care of it.
Right. Seven, garage door problems. Eight, windows needed to be replaced. I would think that would be something that you would recognize on a walkthrough.
Yeah. Garage doors, when you open and close them, if they're making a lot of noise, it's usually a bad thing.
Nine, water heater broke.
Mm. That one you can't tell. That rots from the inside out.
Ten, flooring problems.
Okay. That can be expensive also.
So a good home inspection can point out issues. I mean, sometimes they look for the dates on these mechanical items, and they usually figure out, well, they usually have a life expectancy of yada, yada, yada. You'll probably be looking to do this, that, and the other thing. But there's things that they just can't predict that
they
do happen.
They can't see what's going on behind the walls. They can't see into the pipes. There's a lot of things that they can't see.
And a home inspection is not an insurance policy.
Home inspection is just a visual inspection to make sure everything's operating and there's no real defects in the property that you can see.
Yes. Okay. Do you think there's a magic number out there of listing views for a fast sale?
Yes, I do, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I would say 2,000.
Zillow research explains which metrics can predict the listing's length of time on the market. Okay.
So it's kind of like a crystal ball. So the crystal ball is going to work for this one.
Well, right. Well, yes and no.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
Okay. So it depends on how many views a listing gets and how many saves or shares.
Okay.
All right. The magic number of views, shares, and saves. They're different.
This is in Zillow.
This is in Zillow.
Okay.
Listings with at least 250 daily views tended to reach a pending sale status within 1 week. And 75% sold within 2 weeks. Shares are also an indicator. Most listings that were shared 10 or more times per day also went pending within 1 week.
Wow.
If shoppers added a property to their Safe Homes portal, it was also likely to perform better. The researchers found that the magic number for daily saves was 5, at which point listings typically accept an offer within a week. When average daily saves exceeded 50, homes tended to go pending in just 3 days. At the other end of this spectrum, listings that averaged less than one save per day sat on the market for over a month.
Oh, that's a great way to, another tool.
The number of saves can also provide insight into a listing's chance of selling above asking price. The tipping point? If a home received 10 or more daily saves, it was likely to sell for more than the list price, with the price-to-list ratio continuing to improve as saves increase. Views and shares can also be good indicators of sale price. Listings with 500-plus daily views often sold for more than the seller's asking price, as did a majority of homes with 20 or more daily shares. They go over. When they're shared away.
Does it say it right on Zillow if the page is shared? I'm not sure where it says it. I'm not as familiar with Zillow as I should be.
Well, Zillow would never embellish, would they?
No. I got a Zestimate on my house, and it's worth $1 million.
Yeah.
Every time I open the Zillow app, I hear Pat's voice going, "What's your Zestimate?"
Yes, yes.
Mockingly, Zestimate.
Yeah, it's a Zestimate.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, and a lot of people out there do like to look at Zestimates just to get an idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? But they're often incorrect.
Right. Yeah. Well, whatever. It puts you in the ballpark.
You know, it's either inflated. You know, I've seen it both ways.
Mm-hmm. So have I.
Right. So you want to know where the safest cities in Pennsylvania are?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
This is according to Safewise. They ran a study, and the rankings are entirely based on FBI crime data and only consider cities with a population above the median in each state. The top two safest cities on the list both reported no murders or rapes in 2023, and that's the year most recently available with this kind of data. The list was topped by Cecil Township, which is about 20 miles southwest of Pittsburgh. It was followed by Dallas Township.
Dallas.
That's
up here.
Yeah, a community near the Susquehanna River, just above Wilkes-Barre. The Pittsburgh metro area had one other representative in the top five, Shaler Township. That's just 10 miles directly north of Pittsburgh. And the list was rounded out by two Cumberland County townships just a few miles away from each other and on the outer reaches of Harrisburg.
Down there. Okay.
Yeah, Hampton Township and Upper Allen Township.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Scranton. How do you say Scranton?
Scranton.
I've heard you say Scranton.
Scranton.
Scranton has fifth lowest cost of living. Yeah.
Fifth lowest cost. Okay.
That's from Realtor.com.
Wait until you get the reassessment. Then we'll talk about those numbers.
Right. They cited that for $100 worth of necessities, residents in Scranton pay only $91.90. Did you ever notice when you go to the grocery store, $100 doesn't go as far as...
No, it doesn't go far at all.
It
one
doesn't,
bag.
I know. I mean, it's insane.
I've noticed they're packing the bags a lot lighter these days, and I was wondering about that. Is it because is the material cheaper, or they want more bags in your order so you feel like you're getting more?
I like when you go out of state and you go somewhere. Do you want a bag? No, I'll just carry the 20 items.
Yeah.
I don't want a bag. No, I'll just watch me. I'm a trained seal. I can balance them on my head.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
I can juggle them walking down the street.
It's a little rough when I go. When
would
I go
you to, like a bag?
Uh-huh. Go to visit my parents in Philly.
You want to know what I really think? Uh-huh. Go to bleep.com.
Our lower cost of living, higher quality of life, plus affordable housing makes Scranton a great place to call home. The median sales price of a single family home on the Greater Scranton Multiple Listing Service sits at $225,000.
Wow, what a difference from 5 years ago.
Yes. That's less than the National Association of Realtors national median price of $402,300. And that's from quarter one of 2025. That, along with relatively low property taxes, but once again, we'll see when that...
We'll see.
We'll see.
We're lower than the average.
And, you know, our utility costs. But the water.
The water is crazy.
That is insane.
I bought a storage building. They want water? Nope. Don't turn that on. Yeah. No water. No, thank you.
Right. So, Pennsylvania named 6th best state to retire.
Okay. My sister just moved to Gettysburg to a lovely community down there.
She loves it.
She loves it.
It has everything. It. Yeah. The walkable community. She loves her neighbors. They have a lot
Clubhouse
of nice amenities.
Lakes or whatever. My brother-in-law is a Civil War buff. That's right up. He just walks to that stuff right there. It's
right there. Yeah. This is from Wallet Hub. So the three categories they looked at were affordability, quality of life, and health care. We just narrowly missed top five. We ranked 22nd in the affordability category, and that looked at adjusted cost of living, general tax friendliness, retired taxpayer friendliness, annual cost of in-home services, and more. So, the Commonwealth has the fourth lowest annual cost of in-home services, lower cost compared to other states. In the quality of life category, we took an impressive fifth place. The category looked at risk of social isolation, share of population age 65 and older, an elderly food insecurity rate, access to public transportation and violent crime rate, and more. We ranked 9th for healthcare.
Out of all the states?
Out of all the states.
Okay.
And they looked at the number of family medicine physicians, dentists, nurses, home health aides, healthcare facilities, quality public hospitals.
There's a few hospitals I won't go to, but there's some good ones.
So the top five states, you might ask at this point, which ones are they?
Florida.
Well, I'm so happy you asked.
Florida?
Yes, that's number one, as you would expect, right?
That's where D.C.'s going. He's going to Florida.
Going to Florida.
Somewhere in that direction.
Yeah, but you're not a senior yet.
No.
2, Minnesota.
Minnesota?
3, Colorado. 4, Wyoming. 5, South Dakota.
Wyoming and South Dakota.
I don't know that I would consider of those.
Yeah, I had some neighbors in Philly that retired to South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what is that? He's like, oh, man, I got
a barn dominium.
This is back, I don't know, early 90s. I got 700 acres for $10,000 and all that. So he's like, well, enjoy your wide open spaces.
Big sky country.
Right.
And 5 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Our sponsor this weekend is Campus Jewelers. If you're looking to turn your gold, silver, or fine jewelry into top dollar, head to Campus Jewelers, specializing in buying and selling large diamonds, estate engagement pieces, gold antiques, coins, watches, and more. From broken chains to class rings, mismatched earrings to dental gold, they buy it all and guarantee the highest cash paid. Always buying, always fair, and all trades of value considered. Visit Campus Jewelers, 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. They are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers, where your pieces are priceless. Pat?
Yes. We have a great investment opportunity with the two-family duplex at 430 14th Avenue in Scranton for only $212,000. This has a three-bedroom and a two-bedroom apartment. They have hardwood floors, lots of original woodwork, French doors, and custom kitchen cabinets. It also has a newer roof, a newer furnace, and newer water heaters. This would be perfect to live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage. That's a duplex at 430 14th Avenue in Scranton for $212,000, and that's listed by Jim Gilhooly of our office.
Keep tuned in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker will return shortly after a quick break. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, where dreams find their address. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. In with Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And DC Taylor.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for adding to our discussion, DC.
I try.
We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, you know, that's the truth. We'd be up the creek without a paddle.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Poconos.
The Poconos.
Eight best retirement towns ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Surprise, surprise. Jim Thorpe.
Really?
I can't see it.
What are they called? Machunk, right? Before they changed it to?
Yeah, Machunk.
Machunk.
All right. Forgot about
that. We were down there. I can't see it.
It's so hilly.
It's very touristy.
Yeah, it's very touristy. I get down there every once in a while, and it's tough to find a parking spot.
Oh, really? You got that right. Well, we took the train.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
We took the train. It was okay. Very nice.
It was. We're so happy we did it. I don't know that I'd be running back. I'm glad I did, yeah. But I mean,
The vista. We're on the top floor with the glass ceiling. That was really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Except the day before we went there, there was a windstorm and every leaf was blown off the trees. So our full excursion turned into it.
Yeah, they kept telling us how beautiful it was just 24 hours before.
And
they
didn't have to tell us. A hurricane blew through and they were all gone.
By the time you get down there, it looked like the middle of winter.
It did. And it was raining.
Yeah.
But that's
it was still beautiful.
It was still
nice.
Of course.
Yeah, number two, Milford.
Milford?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Milford.
Okay.
Centrally located, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess it's close to the city and everything, right? Yeah. Okay.
Three, Honesdale.
Honesdale? Yeah. Is this the whole state you're talking about?
Yeah, wow. Pennsylvania, number three,
yeah, lots
Honesdale.
Of people go to Honesdale.
I could see Honesdale, because it's quiet.
Mm-hmm. All them damn New Yorkers.
Yeah. Four, Holly.
Really?
Uh-huh.
We got this market cornered.
Five, Mount Pocono. Now, that's where you really get a lot of New Yorkers.
Yes.
Overrun.
It is New York. Yeah, it is.
Little New York.
It is.
Six, Stroudsburg. Seven, Lehighton.
Okay.
Eight, Tannersville.
Okay. I could see that. in the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good.
How about the 9 most comfortable towns in Pennsylvania for seniors? This is different from the one we just talked about, the best retirement town.
Going on a limb here, Gettysburg.
Okay, number one, you're close, Camp Hill.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
Number two, yeah, that's in the Harrisburg area. Number two is Gettysburg.
Okay, really?
Yeah, that's why you were close. So.
Wow.
Number three, Clark Summit.
Yeah.
Four, Boyertown.
I don't know where that is either.
Reading.
Okay. See, that's why we got you, DC. You're like the Google.
You are our Google Maps.
Mr. Geography.
Yeah. Five, Chambersburg.
Okay. We're on Gettysburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Six, Somerset.
A little farther west, I guess.
Okay, see. Of course, we're all looking at you. People can't see because it's radio, but I'm looking at you.
Seven, Altoona.
Okay, I know where that one is.
All right.
Eight, York.
Uh-huh. Kind of.
Okay.
Nine, like Johnstown.
Yeah, that's out there.
Altoona.
Yeah, that's out that way. Okay, right. That I know.
All right.
PA was named 9th most affordable state for middle class families.
Okay. Wonder what the most unaffordable was.
This is Go Banking Rates.
All right, we'll say the most unaffordable is
Hawaii.
I was going to say that. That's what I was going to say.
And you know where I got that from? Your email, Jackie, that I saw. That I saw the. It was the
visual
income.
Cap, yeah.
The income in each state, like
right.
Your median income to buy a house,
right?
If Pennsylvania is like 85,000, and then Hawaii, you have to be making like $250,000 a year to buy a house there.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So you read my newsletter?
I sure
we
did.
We do. We Absolutely. Send a monthly newsletter. You're a subscriber. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes. It was very, very informative.
And you actually open and read it because I get all the stats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people are busy. They don't always have time for it, but we try to post interesting articles and information. Thank you for looking at that.
Sure. Very nice.
Yeah. So, our annual cost of living in Pennsylvania is $52,555 and a median middle class income of $76,081. That leaves $23,500 left over in savings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
Savings for Starbucks and crumble cookies.
Yeah, there's a lot to love in Pennsylvania, like Scranton. Like I said when we talked about Scranton, mainly the home affordability and quality of life. There's, you know.
Scranton's nice. I mean, it's got a lot of charm. It's got a lot of restaurants. We're really blessed with so many good restaurants.
Oh, we do. We have great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And Pennsylvania is the third best state to raise a family. This is according to Consumer Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on the state's impressive public education, safety, and pediatric health care offerings. Consumer Affairs analyzed each state and Washington, D.C. across 5 categories: affordability, safety, pediatric care, and quality of life. The top 5 best states for raising families overall: 1,
Florida.
Vermont. 2, Maine. 3, Pennsylvania. 4, New Hampshire. 5, Wyoming. The states falling at the bottom were California, number 1.
Oh, I could see that.
2, Texas. I was surprised at
that.
3, New Mexico. 4, Arizona. 5, Nevada.
Nevada.
So the analysis said that the Commonwealth had the second highest public high school graduation rate in the country, and at 96%.
Wow.
And it ranked in the top 10 for the number of pediatricians per 100,000 children.
Yes, we have a family member going to
dental school
at UPenn, right?
Yes. I guess they call it Penn. I always called
it
UPenn. Penn.
Pennsylvania. What do they call it?
What do you call it?
Yeah, I've mostly heard Penn.
Yeah, Penn.
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 When I hear Penn, I think of Penn State.
Yeah, that's I was always confused by that as a child.
Yes.
And my mom and dad were like, "Yeah, well, you're not going to University of Pennsylvania. A little too expensive for us."
Beautiful campus.
Yes.
You know, but you walk outside and it's a little.
It's rough.
It could get a little rough, but not so bad. Right around it, the vicinity right around it is beautiful. But we actually toured. That was one of the ones that we toured.
Yes.
That beautiful. Was a reach school.
Yeah, that was a. It's a beautiful place. Nice. Glad I went there.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not sending a check there every month.
Well, that wraps it up.
Oh, very good.
Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great week.